Hey, Fadies, thanks for listening to The Fate of Ison. I'm DM Brad, and this is Chapter 5, Episode 11. Things are really heating up as the Apple Squadeth powers toward their goal, so you know what? Let's just full speed ahead and jump right into the recap. Last time, the Apple Squadeth took to the seas aboard an orc ship named Ofaka Rotaname. On their second day of sailing, they were pursued by an enormous shark barreling through the water. A fight ensued. Banfor hurled things from the crow's nest, Arcus walked atop the water, and Marley bore the brunt of the beast's wrath. So, it will roll to bite you again with advantage.
How did you get injured, Marley?
Because it bit me.
Oh, it bit me. You know what, Sven? You know what's really awesome? Thanks to the advantage, it got another nat 20.
Oh, great. Yay. By the way, guys, I'm going down. If it rolls as well as it did, and I will be sinking into the ocean. So, Marley might die.
Do you have three punches for the spell to work?
I go prone anyway, and water warp wouldn't necessarily guarantee I don't drown.
Let's just hope you're on your back, eh?
I don't know. I feel like you might just curl up and you could bleed out on top of the ocean, which is very funny.
That's very funny.
And like, curled up in the fetal position.
Yeah.
Unable to sink.
Holy shit.
Yeah, the blood just pulls out.
But you only need to, like, 2 centimeters of water to drown in, so, you know, who knows?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like... Yeah.
What's happened, Brad?
Well, Marley just took 43 piercing damage.
Yeah, so I'm down.
It chomped down on her hard.
I would say 43.
So what it did was it sort of swam down a tiny bit and then swam up and leapt out of the water and just took a chunk out of her on its way, sailing over her. So you all see it just sort of like whale jump out of the water and then splash down, creating a huge swell that rocks the boat a little bit. And Marley just falls, and because of the laws of physics having...
Took out the one that's doing the most damage to it right now, but that's cool.
She falls unconscious and just floats on top of the water lying down.
Excellent.
Actually, Jules, roll a d20 to see if you are face down or face up.
I rolled a 19, so okay. What does that mean?
That's face up. I was about to say if it's 1 to 13, you're 1 to 7, it was going to be face down, and anything above a 7 would be face up. Because I wasn't going to be that cruel to make it 50-50.
But 19 anyway.
You are face up on the water, unconscious, and it is Banfor's turn.
How close is the shark?
It's still not close enough for you to swing it out.
It's about 15 feet away if it just attacked Marley.
But you could ask, if there's any water warp in there.
Arcus can't act within my turn.
No.
Arcus might have some reactions.
It can't do any more damage to me.
How far away is Marley's floating body?
15 feet.
Is it right by the shark?
Yes.
Well, actually, it would be...
Quite stepping stone, yeah. This can. Ahead of getting water walk, which I will need briefly, Banfor is going to jump onto Marley's body and use it as a stepping stone.
No, oh my god.
Yeah, that should work. I mean, technically I'm floating.
Yeah, the thing is, you're floating against the water, which for you is acting as a hard surface. So if he jumps on you, you are going to take some bludgeoning damage from his body.
I mean, I can't take any more damage. I'm dead.
I know, but that would mean that would be a failed death save.
So as my movement,
right.
It's
one closer to actually dying. Yep. Great.
Since it's half my movement and it'll be difficult terrain, can I dive there and then get out onto her?
Bear in mind that you're wearing heavy armor, right? So that would make swimming pretty
Either
tough.
Either that, or I'm just going to be throwing bricks this turn.
I think just any damage is better than no damage.
I'm going to hammer some bricks at it.
Okay, you don't want me to allow some kind of mechanical odd scenario for Banfor to do some heroics?
Here's the thing. If I'm up high, I could do a little swingaroo with some rope and probably not land that hard.
That's still your movement.
If you want to, because it's 15 feet away from the boat, you're up in the crow's nest, which gives you height advantage for jumping distance.
Aye.
I will allow a 15-foot distance jump to jump onto either Marley, causing her damage, or onto the shark itself, which is currently diving.
Please don't kill me. Because I'll have to take a death. I'll have to take a death.
Obviously
going to jump on the shark. I mean, there's nothing in the world more banful than that. So, and the series has just jumped the shark. Good. Fuck y'all. Let's do it. Do you want me to get a test on this, or can I just do it?
I would say you do it with an athletics check. If you roll shit, then I'll just make it happen not very advantageously for you. If you roll well, you can attack as well.
19.
Okay, yeah, you can attack.
That's
this is
just flat 19, so it's, yep. It's more.
You do this wicked leap off the crow's nest, presumably with a weapon drawn high.
With my axe, yes.
Okay, and yeah.
Shield's coming.
You land on the back of the shark just as it's in the process of diving, so in its turn you'll be taken underwater, but you get your attacks.
I'm giving it. Oh, I'd only have two left. No, I'd have all three, wouldn't I?
You'd have three. Yeah.
You've only had your movement, right?
Okie dokie. So I'm gonna just do three big stabbers with the sword part. Fuck yeah, go me. So it's two unnatural 20s and an unnatural 24.
Yeah, that is three hits.
Go on, get yourself something nice from the shop, baby.
Only Banfor's in the house.
He is. Inside your home.
It's not good. It's a little bit better. So it's 16 plus. Yeah, so 16 plus 15, so 31. And I will keep my sword embedded in the last one and hold on to it.
Oh, that is wicked. I like that. Yep. And
I know what's happening.
Marley, roll a death save.
Mm-hmm. I've got some news for you folk as well. Not I failed, by the way.
Okay, not a net one. Not that kind of news, right?
No. I just looked at, because I was just reading about Water Walk in Arcus's Sheep. It's a ritual cast, so it would have taken 10 minutes, so there's no way we could have done it.
Yeah, I saw that it was a ritual, and I chose to ignore that.
Okay, cool.
Because I was like, I liked
that's
that
not a thing.
That it added a whole new element to the fight, rather than just you're either on the boat or you're in the shark's way.
Yeah.
So sorry, listeners, if any rules lawyers out there, I did know that. I'm looking at Ark as a sheep, but I deliberately chose to ignore the ritual tag. So #, sorry, not sorry. Go fuck yourself. But thanks for listening. Love you. So Marley failed your first death save, and now it's Arcus on the boat.
It's not. Is it helpful to try and cure Marley's wounds?
If you're able to touch her, you can do cure wounds because that's a touch spell.
That's true. I mean, We decided I didn't defuse the water walk, so I guess I could.
Yeah, you could just
hop on down there,
walk out, and cure her.
Like, can I walk down and attempt to pick her up? And bring it back onto the ship.
So you can move 30. She's 15 out. So yes, you can do Sweet. 15, pick her up, then 15 back.
Right.
All I will do is your whole turn will be rolling an athletics check to see if you can pick her up.
Okay.
But this also doesn't heal her. This is just picking her up.
Yeah. 13.
Okay, that's enough to pick up a half elf. And
awesome.
Yeah.
And so while I'm touching her, I want to try and cure her wounds.
I don't know if I can allow that.
Fine.
Fuck you, Brad.
Fine. It just is I have to touch. I can multitask, but that's fine.
Yeah, I know, but in the mechanics of the game, you can't. Narratively,
that's fine. I'd rather get her out of the way.
Yeah, you absolutely could narratively, but
Please cast walk and water on me, so I drag the shark to the surface with my buoyancy.
I won't allow that either. The shark's way heavier than you.
What if I want it real bad?
Oh, then that changes everything. And now it is the shark's turn. He has a Banfor sword lodged deep in his back behind his fin. But what he's going to do is turn upward and steer his body straight at the boat. So, and he's just going to slam into it with his nose, causing one of three damage points for the boat.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to tell you about that mechanic yet, did I? And Marley... Well, Marley can't roll a dex save, so Marley's going to fall back off the boat.
No! But I'm holding her.
Okay.
Can I make a save to hold on to her?
Okay, here's what we'll do. Because you're holding her, I will get you to make a dex save with disadvantage.
Okay.
And then you either both fall in or neither of you fall in.
Have we still got Water Walk on, by the way? Yeah. Or is that gone?
No, it lasts for an hour.
It's still on.
Okay, cool. See, yeah, cool. You have dismissed it. Cool. So if we fall in, I'm still just floating on the top of the ocean. Could be worse. Yeah, could be worse. Could be sinking.
What did you roll?
Off a boat, not in the
water. I rolled a 2.
Okay, yeah. Both of you, as the shark slams its head into the bottom of the boat, the boat takes this huge jolt and both of you fly out onto the water. And just sort of hit...
Try and do some good.
Sort of hit it about... only like 5 feet away. You're like right next to the boat. But yeah, you are now on top of the water once again with an unconscious Marley.
And now 5 feet away on top of the waves.
And now it's Banfor's turn. You and the shark are under the boat.
Are we going to be introducing some sort of I need to get to the surface thing?
There is a rule for that.
In 10 seconds.
You have a rule for that. No, it is quite a lot. Creature can hold its breath for a number of minutes equal to 1 plus its con mod.
So 14. Oh, wait, 1 plus its con mod.
Yep.
So 2.
Okay, so you can hold your breath for 3 minutes, so you're fine for the duration of the fight.
Oh, no, so it's 2 total. Yeah.
No, your con mod.
My constitution mod is plus 1.
Really?
Oh, it's plus 4. Cool, so it's plus 5. Why is it different in two places?
It shouldn't be. What are you looking
at? This is plus 1. It's on D&D Beyond. It says up the top, constitution plus 1. Side box, constitution plus 4.
Is that con saves?
Yeah, one's saving throws. Yeah.
Don't worry, bye.
How is your con mod only plus 1 for a barbarian? That's really weird.
It is really weird.
Okay.
I feel like I'm being pressured.
What's your score?
What's your score? What? 13?
It must be like 13. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's very strange.
That's really strange. Did you put all of your points into strength or something?
Fucking probably. No, strength is only plus 3.
Yeah.
And that's 16.
No, I mean the scores along the bottom.
16.
So they must be like fucking 16. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a big glass cannon, your boy. What was happening?
We were just determining how long you could hold your breath, and it's 2 minutes.
I'm going to stab Mr. Stabberson thricely. Okay, guys, so it couldn't have gone worse.
Okay.
So I've got... There's not only a nat one, the other two are fours. So what's going to happen here is before I find the outcome of those, I'm going to go ahead and burn some luck. And by some, I mean all three. And I'm going to re-roll all three of these d20s. Let's hope it's better. Hey, it's marginally better. Shit. No nat ones, we'll be happy to learn. However, the only score worth a goddamn is an unnatural 20.
Okay. There's one hit.
So that's 14 damage.
Okay, and so and one round has passed with you, so 6 seconds with you holding your breath. Cool. And now, Marley, roll another death save.
Fun! I just text my D&D crew and said, Marley just had to roll a death save, pray for me, babies. And they said that apparently I should be given an inspiration point for being a wonderful DM that I could use in this game. I was like, I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, you're not the DM.
Yeah. I got one pass. Yay!
Hooray. Okay.
One fail, one pass.
Yep, and Arcus.
I think I will try and do a cure wounds, because I if we're just going to keep getting knocked off the boat. Can I get close enough to... Are we still kind of holding on to each other when we got knocked away? Or?
Yeah, well, I'd say it's the same as if, you know, you had been holding someone and you were pushed over to the ground. Like, you might have let them go, but you're still pretty much next to each other.
You could totally be on the door with me if you wanted to be, because there was room enough on that door.
It's not open, so... can of worms.
romantic. Let's try and heal Marley somewhat. Let me see if I've got a D8 here. Hold on.
Little would mean that I could have a turn, which might help.
Yeah. Plus two, so 7 healing points.
Nice.
Okay, Marley, you back up. Still lying down on the surface of the water, and you look around and you see Arcus standing there next to you, and
Uma Thurman from Pulp Fiction.
Is it Uma Thurman from Pulp Fiction? It's not Uma Thurman, is it?
Yes, it is.
Who's that, lady?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Her eyes are far enough apart for it to be Uma Thurman, or one of those goldfish. She gets stabbed in the chest, and she comes back all bedraggled-like. That was
a terrible misrepresentation of where you're supposed to shoot an EpiPen.
Wasn't an EpiPen, it was adrenaline.
Well, don't shoot it into someone's heart, shoot it into their leg. Some fatty deposit, like the bum. Not straight in the chest.
I've listened. I won't do that anymore. That's why it hasn't worked.
That's all I'm trying to do. Just educate. Stop stabbing people in the hearts.
Go for the bum. If there's one thing you can learn from this podcast, it's go for the bum.
Always go for the
trademark advice.
So Marley wakes up and has no idea that she was taken back to the boat and then left the boat again.
Don't be snooty, go for the booty.
Arcus, do you do any movement?
Can I try and, we can try and make our way back to the boat, even if we're going to get knocked off it again.
You can get yourself back to the boat, but you can't use any more actions to, aid Marley in doing so.
Okay, well, bye, bitch.
I'm good. I'm alive again, or at
you
least
can,
conscious.
You can walk with me, and when you come closer, I'll heal you more, but...
Yeah, all good.
You dragged me off the boat, and I can't be with people that are just going to be dead weights, you know?
Yep. I feel that. That's my last few breakups.
Some people just drag you down.
Sorry if my ex-boyfriend is currently listening to this podcast.
I don't think he does.
What I'm really...
Sometimes.
You're doing really well for yourself now, and I'm very proud of who you are now.
Sometimes an anchor is just a burden.
Hey... Don't rock the boat. Don't rock
what
the boat,
baby. The boat that rocked.
That's the shark's job. Speaking of which, it's going to loop back around now on its turn and slam the boat again for a second of 3 boat damage points.
I'm glad it's not eating the bleeding Marley, because that could totally be an option.
It can be, but I'm being nice to you because you only just got revived.
Could be.
Arcus, since you're back on the boat, roll a dex save.
Don't you dare fall back on the water.
14.
That's a fail. You just get You just get your feet back on solid timber, and then whoop, bang! This huge hit.
They're back on solid water.
And the boat makes some very, very conspicuous creaking and cracking sounds as well, as you get flown off it and you land on the water again. At least you're not
Here's
in
my
the water.
Question.
Yes.
Here's my question. How long do you think it would take us to walk to land? Because we can see it.
Yeah, where it is, I would say it's probably like a 5-6 hour walk.
Keep recasting this sucker, bruh.
I would, but I'm running out of spell slots.
It is now Banfor's turn on the back of the shark.
Banfor will attack thrice and try and end this waking nightmare.
Okay.
From very fun D&D.
Clarification.
To try and end my time with you people. What do you mean, you people?
Boy, a 13 and an 18. Does that tickle you where it feels good?
13 and 18 both hit.
Yeah, dog.
What was the other one?
Fuck all. So 13 plus 10.
Okay.
It was two hits.
Yes.
23.
Yep. Describe the way you kill this enormous shark under the water.
Yeah, you fucking cocksnake. Banfor has just been, he's actually just been stabbing at its gills. I mean, stabbing its gills, and I'm being like, all right, stabbing the gills.
He's saying it underwater.
It's getting a little bit woozy.
Bubbles are coming out of his mouth.
Blah, 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 blah. And then with a final coup de grace, that's like killing someone, but with grapes, he manages to crunch it all the way through its fucking cartilaginous fucking brain pan, gets that cunt right in the goddamn brain.
Yep.
Stabs in the head.
And so underneath the boat, the shark takes all of these big hits and it starts to sort of tilt and sink.
So from the rest of the squad's perspective, Marley gets bit 2 times, Banfor jumps on shark disappears. There's some general shenanigans for falling off a boat, and then blood in the water, Banfor appear floating on shark.
So there's this huge red cloud of blood, like spreading far and wide on the tide, as you presumably float upwards and breach the water and take a big breath.
Give us your best inhale, Brad.
I'll insert it in post.
Marley sort of like groggily coming around and being like, I think you would be nice for drawing all the attention. I was out there and I was acting like bait so you guys could take it down. I'm delirious, man. I don't feel good.
You see this little...
I'm straight up not talking to Marley right now.
You see this little turquoise head pop out from like from over the railing of the boat, like presumably come out from hiding under the benches. He just goes, all of the mice are still here. Wait, how are you staying on top of the water?
Do you know what I realized too, Brad? Like, I was so focused on the death saves. Hodge has just been circling.
He's just been watching this all happen.
He could have picked that thing up out of the water.
Totally could have ridden him. Had a go.
And it attacked. Yeah.
He could have been like biting the fin, clawing the fin or whatever while I was unconscious. Just completely forgot about it.
What does he do now? Does he land on the boat or like try and hop
in? He comes down and picks me up. Yeah, when he sees like Banfor emerge and the shark's like not thrashing around anymore, he's really worried about me and he comes down to like pick me up, like sort of nudging me and making sure I'm okay, you know? And okay. I'm like, I'm all right, Hodge, I'm all right. And I'm like slapping myself with like heal spells.
Okay.
Because I've got kill wounds too, so I'm just like, oh god, yeah, that's better. You know, like while I'm giving him a pat.
Cool.
I didn't get hurt at all.
No, you didn't. You were never in harm's way. You were only ever like on the shark's back.
I was never in harm's way.
It's for the anatomy of a shark, for the, like the physiology and shape of a shark.
I guess harm's way is the pointy end here. That's fair.
It's a lot easier for it to attack everything but you.
Very true.
You could have drowned, though.
I could have drowned, though. Or fallen off and gotten a chomper while underwater.
Do you know what? Sometimes it's not about you.
Jesus. Well, it's just, it's fun not being the one getting hit all the time.
Oops.
Now that was very cool. That was a dynamic fight. I like that. There was a lot going on.
It was tough. Because the only other time we've had a similar was the plesiosaur in the arena. And I saw that with a grapple. But this, I couldn't grapple it onto the ship.
Yeah. And the boulette as well. In chapter 2, the boulette fucked you guys up.
Oh, yeah. Because that's the thing, because it adds that other element. Like, it's not a damage thing where, like me taking psychic damage or whatever. It's not a workaround for a stat. It's a puzzle dynamic more than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. The environmental stuff's interesting.
I fell off a boat twice.
Back on solid water.
She used all of her third level spells, seeing as she didn't get to do anything to heal herself up.
Okay, cool. So presumably you all get back on the boat, or do you stay on and in the water?
I sort of let Hodge fly me up. So I don't hop on Hodge so much as just kind of wrap an arm around his neck, and he sort of hops onto the boat and I go with him, you know?
Arcus kind of sulks around on the water for a couple of minutes. Just like walking along beside the boat, like holding on to a loose rope, like a leash or something.
And honestly, Molly would be quite confused as to why Arcus is annoyed at her. Because she was unconscious when all of that happened. So.
And Arcus like pulls Rain out of his pocket and he starts just like angrily muttering to Rain about the necklace. I didn't even appreciate anything.
Bamf was just going to request a little bit of the walk on water thing because he hasn't had a go yet. Can I have it? I don't have a
spell slot for it, but you could
hold on to you.
If Brad lets you, I'll give you a piggyback ride.
Okay.
Well, I want to get the jaws and the fin off the shark.
Well, right. It's rapidly,
those come with daddy.
It's rapidly sinking, but I'll allow you.
Not if I have anything I can say about it.
Okay, then your next thing you're about to do is go shark souvenir hunting under the water, if your companions allow the time.
Can we do a quick skills challenge?
Why not?
Because I'm not leaving without a fucking trophy, number one.
What are you trying to do?
I want to get the fin and the jaws out of this big dog.
Right.
Because we're going to foreign land, my geez. I intend to show up as a monster hunter, you know?
So the only way I could conceive of you doing that is...
Is it still there?
It's sinking. Like, I don't know how you would do it. There's this huge heavy...
We've got an anchor, don't we?
This huge heavy
body. Can you
yank
out a tooth, though?
It's
about to be a bit lighter.
Yeah, you could get a tooth out. I'll allow that.
Because you're there, right? You're on it.
No, he's back in the boat now.
Oh, you're going to have to go.
Yeah, I'll grab a tooth. I want the whole jaw, though. That'd be cool.
Okay, first roll athletics to tell me how well you hop in the water and swim down.
No. Molly would offer Hodge. If he just wants to fly over, pick up a thing, and fly back, she'll just tell Hodge, just take him over or whatever.
Well, it's sinking.
If you want.
It's beneath the surface.
Yeah.
It's like gone.
He'd get you there real fast.
Is it athletics?
Yeah, because you have to swim down under the water.
Okay, so 13.
Okay, yeah, it's not... It doesn't go well. Like, you swim down and down and down, and it's a lot of effort. Takes you almost the full 2 minutes that you can hold your breath. So by the time you reach the shark, you're like right on the outer limits of passing out. So describe what you would do in that situation. Bear in mind, it's still dropping as well. So like, the longer you hold on to it.
Therefore, quick as a flash, punches the tooth out, then gets on its back. And using the dropping weight of the shark to his advantage, gets the blade of his axe sword at the front of the fin and cuts through it, getting the whole fin off, and then it makes for the surface.
Arcus reaches his hand down into the water to pull Bamfer out.
Okay, while Arcus is reaching down, a like smaller like reef shark comes up and bites your arm off. thought I was banned for. Okay, yeah, banned for. I just love that you did like what you just did, so I won't even make you roll for it. That was really cool, using its falling weight to, you know, to your advantage to cut its fin off. You just slice right through the fin, and you rise very slowly. You pass your 2 minutes of being able to hold your breath, because you need more constitution than that, buddy. You are now suffocating.
Yay!
So you reach the surface unconscious.
Yay!
And I pull him out.
This giant. Did you take off your armor?
No.
Yeah, cool. So this giant fucking spider wearing the heaviest armor. Do you wish that Hodge went with you now?
Well, Hodge couldn't go under the
but
water.
But sometimes these things don't happen.
No, I know, but he could just like bite the armor a bit gently and like haul him out.
It's true. He would have to get a Titana shot.
Because Hodge is a large beast, yeah. So he could probably do that pretty easy.
He could do that now if Arcus doesn't want to have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it can be a joint effort, right? I'll do it until Hodge comes down and swoops down.
Yep, that makes sense. So yep. Arcus sort of holds Banfor above the surface of the water, and then Hodge swoops down and picks him up and dumps him on the deck. And someone either has to stabilize or heal him, or he has to start rolling death saves.
Don't all speak at once.
I was politely waiting because it's quite obvious I have heals as well, so I was just waiting. But my medicine check is probably as good as Arcus's. I don't think.
I only have +3. I only have first level spells at the moment though, so you probably can heal more than I can.
I've got second level spell slots, so I can do a second level cure wounds.
Yeah.
We could feed him a potion or a never spoil apple.
Oh, an apple. Let's give him one of his own apples.
I just make him, like, force some apple down his throat while he's unconscious. I'm sure that'll go real well.
Spit it in my mouth like a mama bird.
Feed me, mummy bird.
I'm asleep. You have to feed me like I'm a dirty little bird.
Cheap, cheap, motherfucker.
I ain't cheap, bitch.
Forgot about the never spoilers, though. They are 2d4 plus 2.
Yep.
2d4 plus 2.
Yeah. Molly just kind of shoves an apple down your gob.
I can take it, I'm a dirty boy.
Actually, I don't think I have the bag of holding. Do I?
We each have 3 on us, though, don't we?
You've got the locker key.
I've got the locker key. Did we put them in the locker?
You were holding them on your person. Oh, 3 each on your person, and the rest were in the dimension locker.
Okay, the rest were in the locker. Okay. I need to write that down. In locker.
Okay, so Banfor is revived with an apple shoved in his face. And Nio pops up and takes the rudder again and stands there as if she's been standing there bravely the whole time and says, "What are you guys waiting for? Land is over there! Come on, you land lovers or whatever the pirates speak that I'm not going to be insulting people. I'm so sorry. I just the adrenaline. It's all a bit too much for me. I've never had an experience like that. I've been on the sea so many times and I've never experienced something like that. I just hope that the mice are okay. They're not traumatized, are they?" I don't speak at once! You're giving me a heart attack.
Not talking to me.
Well, she's been hanging out with the mice the whole time, so I don't exactly know what they expect from me.
I've got rain in my pocket, but I'm on the water.
And your mice were sort of playing with the panda crab before the fight, but you would have presumably taken your shield with you?
The Magnificent Seven, which is the mice, unbeknownst to everybody else, we're actually fighting a very small, we're fighting a barracuda.
Puppet Seven.
Using using the panda crab as a sort of floating platform, performing heroic dives and eventuating it in essentially a mirror in the smallness of what we did, funnily enough. One of them had
one of them went unconscious too, and they had like some kind of magic healing spell.
Oh yeah, well it was more like they had some floaty shoes. Some shoes that float. I don't know why. And then they were. It's more of a pantomime scenario. It's very sarcastic. They sarcastically performed what we were going through.
Ah, the sarcastic seven.
It was the sarcastic seven. It's kind of their drag name.
Their performance personas.
Molly just turns to
fursona.
Yeah. Molly just turns to Nio and is like, "Sail." Like, just one word, deadpan, staring at her.
Okay. I guess I'm the captain, so, land, ahoy! Tall guy, raise that thing!
Banfor raises that thing.
Yeah, so she points to a rope for you to pull, and it raises one of the sails, and you start moving again towards the distant land, which will take, 5 hours. Four to 5 hours to sail to.
So a pretty long rest.
Oh, a short rest.
It's a short rest if it's not 8 hours.
Cool.
So several hours pass, and you approach this continent of the wild that starts to, obviously, as you get closer, look larger and larger. You can see quite a lot of beach, you know, for a long way to the north and a long way to the south. Do you try and like change course and head in a particular direction, north or south, or do you just head straight to whatever your current heading is?
Does Nio not have a particular place in mind?
No, if you ask her, she would say she's sailed a lot, but she's never sailed to the wild. So your guess is as good as hers.
Mm-hmm.
Mate, for land, find a local, probably murder them, ask them where we are beforehand.
Yeah, I think if we don't know where we're going, anywhere is as good.
Let's skim the coast in a southerly direction and see if we can't see signs of habitation.
Okay. Well, after you make landfall, you want to wander
the coast. Nah, the boat's probably...
No, like on the boat, because the boat will go faster than we will on foot.
Okay. But that said, Marley is in the air with a flying beast, so do you want to have a little look?
What? Should we try and like
tie up? Right, you want me to be. I was like, yeah. I'm not in the air with a flying beast, I'm on the ship.
How long have we got the boat for? I could just tie Nio to me.
There's no set time.
Yeah, I feel like we could probably just tie Nio to the mast and be like, we have your boat now.
I think Nio's nice enough that she's just gonna let us without
if that coercion. If that discussion comes up, she will say, well, to be honest, after that thing back there, I don't want to sail back up on my own. So I'm either going to stick with you, or if there's some other way I can get back, I'd rather just do that. But either way, I'm not taking that boat back by myself.
Cool.
Molly stabs Nio and then says, here go.
Thanks, I
say
hate
hello
it.
To your people when you see them.
You could do that. Do you do that?
No. Well...
It takes 10 minutes, and it would. If she's going by herself, she'd be taking 2d12.
Please don't.
Like, she's an
NPC.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
she has like 8 hit points.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I was
again,
like, I don't want to stand her.
Oh, for the portal.
Again, I
thought
you the question, are we the good guys?
Well, it is giving her a safe way back. It's just she might die in the process.
Yeah, I'd be more Rich. Like, no, I think.
You've used the word safe.
Yeah, I think Marley's already proven that she would rather stab herself. Like, she stabbed herself and took a shit ton more damage, you know? Like, to get everybody to where her farm was.
Yeah.
I don't know how to learn
the
how
problem
to use
is if I stab... Oh, no, I've been there, so that's fine. Like, I can send her somewhere that I've been, so I've been there.
I sent her something somewhere she hasn't been.
Was that?
You're Stonemore now, G.
So. Well, I just was just like, oh, don't I need to stab her so that she goes to her home? But I was like, oh, dear Julia, you've been there. So,
Marley,
that would be
easier. Then she would have by Peter.
Marley could take her to the Brute Wall at the very, very southern tip of the world where, like, no one's been except Marley.
Yeah, Molly's annoyed at her for being a bloody chicken, but not that annoyed. You know, like, Molly's just annoyed at anybody who just hides, you know, given danger. Didn't do anything useful. Could have moved the boat out of the way. Didn't do anything.
She was looking after the mice.
Yeah.
This is very important.
But I still wouldn't be that mean. Has anybody got, like, good survival?
What are we trying to do?
Pretty, I've got good survival. I got plus five bonus.
Because generally sailing a boat is survival, so...
But she's staying with us.
No, I know, yeah, but I'm thinking about sending her back and keeping the boat.
Fucking send her back.
Yeah, let's just keep her while we need her.
Keep her with us. She can go get shit. She can go fucking do other things.
She's
worst comes
to worst,
we eat her.
I can be useful. Not as meat, but I can be...
obviously, you don't get a say in that, so, I mean, don't pipe up about it.
Does he?
Otherwise, you'll be self-fulfilling.
Does he? Arcus
has never been happier to be comprised of clouds. That's the only reason why Camphor hasn't eaten me yet.
Yeah, I was just thinking because, you know, like... What we're doing is generally quite dangerous, and like,
so it's getting stabbed.
Yeah, but I'm happy to stab myself. That's not a problem.
But she doesn't know there's an option right now. Like we.
Well, she did just say if unless there's another safe way of getting home, and there is. I have one.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but
you walk past a lot of homeless people, you know, and you don't give them everything in your bank account. Like, it is a problem. It ain't ours.
Also, if she dies in you know, one of our combats, that I feel like that's a great story plot point.
We can be sad about. Okay, so what you're saying is, instead of me taking, like, a minuscule amount of damage with this knife to send her home to safety and her family, you'd rather she die in the story?
No.
What do you think is going to happen to her if she
it's
turns up back here without a boat?
She might survive and have a kick-ass adventure, and I'd rather go out and have the kick-ass adventure and maybe die than be blood magicked home when I was still useful.
And then get the shit kicked out of me for losing some old creep's boat. Probably becomes a sex life.
Yeah, you're dooming her to a life of slavery. So, who's really worse off here?
I feel like she's a slave now, because we've just decided to enslave her.
She's doing a job!
Do what we want.
She's happy
you
to help
us.
I don't want
her
to help.
Go get shit.
She says that she doesn't want to go to sail back alone, so she will wait for us. Yeah. Unless there's some other way, it's just a fun aphorism that people put into her thing, you know?
She's just trying to be humble. She wants to help out, but she doesn't want to, like... come on too strong, unless you want to send me away. But I'll be here, I'll help.
Unless you have some sort of unknown blood magic that I can access. Like, she's not even thinking that. As far as she's concerned, entirely reasonable.
Have you, by some chance, been given a very powerful magic item by the God of Death? Just on a random question. Like, sorry if that comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so... I'm just going to ask her what she wants. Do you want to go home? I can send you home.
What, you mean on the boat? I don't want to go back by... Oh.
No.
And
you
then
would
she points to Hodge.
Go
on,
through
on that?
No. You would go through a magic circle and you would just be home.
Oh.
Blink. And done.
Which home? My home? How would...
Well, I can only do it for places I've been. So... Oh.
Where have you been?
Where I found you.
Oh, free
unless with. I've been somewhere else.
Where I found you. Very possessive language.
Oh my god.
Where I came into possession of your person.
Yeah. I think somebody's thinking of her as possession, and it ain't the big fella.
Yeah, that's definitely the one asking her what she wants.
I just want to swoop in and go, or, and I pull out Rain out of my pocket, and she's wearing her little dress still.
Mouse dress!
Yeah, and I hand her Rain, and I'm like, or you could stay here and help me by babysitting Rain and helping us sail.
Yeah, she sort of turns away and doesn't even listen to the end part of that because she's just holding Rain going, mouse dress, mouse dress, it's a mouse in a dress, it's a mouse dress. Oh, what?
Where is she from?
What were you saying? She is from Osrin, you were told, when the pirate orc, whose name I've just forgotten. Hang on, let me consult my sheet, because these...
Orin.
Orin Finch's dad, who is Bluss, which is Blustering Storm Over Dark Waters. So he told you that...
I don't think that's somewhere I've been. I don't know everywhere that Marley's been.
You haven't been to Osrin.
Because I haven't plotted out her whole life.
You basically haven't been anywhere further south than your farm or like Tyrannus when you went to Dapton and met Foxworthy and Smith Corman and stuff. That's probably as far south as you've ever been. And Osrin's right at the bottom of this continent.
Okay, cool. Because I was north when I was playing for the courts and stuff.
Yeah.
That's so what I was trying to remember. I was like, where was I playing again? That's what I was just like skimming through trying to find.
Yeah, so she's just happy, like sort of, she's doing that thing with, where you've got a mouse on or a small creature on your hand and you lift one hand and it crawls down onto the other, then you lift that one and it just, it runs back and forward between your two hands, like from the high to low.
Torturing it.
Yeah.
No, giving it an obstacle course, basically.
And considering she's not listening anymore, I turn back around to Bamfor and Arcus and I'm like, okay, fine. But as soon as I think that she's in danger or we need to send her home, I'm doing it. Fuck whatever you think.
I can stab someone else in, all right?
Mouse in a dress, I got a mouse in a dress. Playing with my hands, yeah. Mousy friend, yeah. Ooh.
Molly. Molly just doesn't like to see people that she knows in danger. And she knows how much her and Bamfor have been through and what people who travel with them go through. Do you know what I mean? And she's like, I don't want to...
Just die.
Yeah, but like, she doesn't want to put anybody else with them. She like kind of thinks they're bad luck.
Squethel Squad would disagree.
Squethel Squad got what was coming his fucking way. All right? That train was heading down the mountain years before. I was born knowing I'd kill that little fuck.
But also they have like gods after them, demons after them. There's a lot of shit going on.
I'm sure it'll be fine. What's the worst that could happen?
it's funny you say that, Marley, because as your boat gets closer to land, you do see, standing on a beach, a giant frog that you know from a few days ago in Stonemaw. A giant green frog with black stripes.
And...
It's Froggy McFrogerson is back.
It's just standing on the beach. Oh, it's got sunglasses on, if that's the
is
and.
Is this Party Frog? Yeah, this is Party Frog.
Yeah, this is Porter.
Porter. Yeah, I was just looking for it. What does this fucker want?
So he's just standing on the beach.
I think we should tie up the ship and not approach him until daytime. It's like a power move.
Daddy's gonna wait.
If he really wants
to talk to us.
He's a demon,
he'll just appear on the ship. Yeah.
Well, we shouldn't have to move to him then.
Yeah, power doesn't move. As I said, we have come this whole way. Mm-hmm. And a little bit sick of the boat. And also, it's quite badly damaged.
Yeah, it's not in good shape.
I don't have mending either, so.
We're heading for the shore.
How?
Yeah, with the frog on the boat.
Yeah, but you can't just beach a boat. Well, unless you are going to beach the boat.
Yeah. It's a Viking-style boat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Depends on our tide.
Yeah.
You can beach the boat.
I deliberately chose the shape of the boat to be able to, like, go up onto the sand.
Nice.
Just full steam ahead.
Yeah, let's fucking hit that thing at speed.
Let's see if we can hit Porter.
See if we can do a flip.
So you barrel towards...
Do we have any reason to hit water?
No, you don't. No. You're just fucking...
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't think we did. Just, like, wait, am I missing something?
Just no, I just want to see if we can.
All right, okay.
Wait, is that a giant frog? Why is there a giant frog on the beach?
He's seeing things.
What frog? Aim for that frog, but there's no frog.
There's
no frog, but head towards it.
Marley starts, like, playing her saxophone while sort of saying, it's an illusion.
Are you casting a spell?
Like just like jamming.
Okay. Does she have to roll something for that? You're all so weird.
I mean, they have to make a wisdom saving throw, DC 16. And if they fail that, they're mined for an hour, basically.
That's a five.
Oof, that's rapey.
Yeah. It's like, they're charmed by me. Yeah, it's not actually mine. Charm doesn't work like mind control. They just think I'm awesome and inclined to follow my instructions more.
Yeah.
And so I'm just kind of going, don't worry about it. It's not real. It's just all in your head.
Okay, well, that concerns me more than if it was real.
That's because you're asleep right now.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense.
It's all a dream.
You know what? That calms me down. That makes a lot of sense. This is just a dream. Nothing matters. I could just jump off this boat right now. And nothing.
Well, actually, you should beach the boat. Just for fun. Nothing's going to happen. It's a dream.
Okay, sounds good to me. And she just steers straight, like turns the rudder until she's pointing straight like an arrow at the sand and barrels up onto it, enough that Porter has to leap backwards reflexively out of the way of this boat, which is now thoroughly beached. It's beached as, bro.
It's beached as.
Dude, not cool! That is not righteous!
I cast Thaumaturgy just so I can, like, yell really loudly at Porter. Yo, Porter!
Yeah, he looks around as, like, because he's hearing this voice extremely loudly, like, echoing off the land and stuff. He's like, dude, that's so loud! That's awesome!
It'd be, like, soft tones of a saxophone like coming through in the background, too. Like,
you guys made it! I had something to give you, and then, like, I went to Stormward, you weren't there anymore, and then I, like, kind of went west, because somebody said something that you were going west. There was this manticore dude, this, like, old manticore in Stormward, and he was telling me that, like, that Banfor was trying to buy him or something. Like, I don't really understand, but he said he was something about going west. So I went west, and then there were these orcs, and they were like, yeah, some people came through and took a boat. And so, like, I came here and waited for you, and you made it. That's awesome.
Akis quickly angles in for his hug.
Oh, right! Dude! He lets the hug happen. he says, Cloud Dude, I've got something for you, man, because Liaman saw that, like, your friends... Like, they got these awesome items from, like, these gods. They met, like, Haydat, like, the knowledge guy. And, like, they met Sorgamol, like, the death guy. But, like...
Akis is just nodding along, like, not understanding, but he's Liaman, listening. Yeah.
But Liaman was like, Arcus doesn't have any cool shit. So, like,
right.
They made something. And, like, here it is. And he opens up his mouth and pushes out a staff. Like, it's like a long wooden staff, about 5 feet.
A walking stick.
It's about 5 feet long with like a big gnarled wooden edge at the head, kind of like a Q-tip. And as you put your hand on it, the top of it, the head of it, starts to sort of arc electricity a little bit.
And it's my electric walking stick.
It says, this is, you know what? This is a staff.
Does it vibrate? I know other things you could do with that.
That shock stating.
This is a staff of thunder and lightning. It's, like, super powerful. And if you check your sheet in D&D Beyond, you'll see that it's now equipped.
Thanks, D&D Beyond. We love you.
I do see that.
The DM equipped it while Porter was talking.
Had it prepared for just such an occasion.
Because, yeah, I realized just before we started recording, I was like, the other two have these, like, super OP magic items, and you've got diddly squat, so I'll give you something. This staff is awesome. Not only can you use it as a staff and get bonuses with your attacks, but there are four different things it can do once per day that are very powerful.
Wow. Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Porter.
No, don't mention it. It's straight from Liaman to me to you.
Well, to send my thanks to Learman and give him a nice, you know, sloppy hug.
All right, and he flaps his wet tongue slapping around the place as if to display how he will do it.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta bounce. How are you guys doing with those never spoil apples?
You know, they just never spoil.
That's in the name!
Marley appears on the bow of the ship and, like, is, like, in a very dramatic pose and then flips down to the ground, like, you know, and then goes, yeah, they're pretty sweet. Like, does all this, like, super dramatic, like, flip and appear and then just goes, yeah, they're all right.
Like anime. Oh, that was sick, dudes. And then he sees Banfor's huge shark fin souvenir. He's like, whoa, what in the mortal realm was that?
This is a huge shark fin.
Dude, epic.
Yeah, I know, I killed the rest of the shark. There was more, but I got this bit. That's pretty much it for my story.
That's a perfect painful story. There was more, but I got this bit.
Also, I have this tooth as well, so that's fun. Do you have any fun bones that I could have if you died?
Yeah, I mean, we've, like, got pretty strong bones in our legs. I don't know if you've ever, like, killed a frog before.
I've killed several frogs.
Oh, well, that's a little upsetting, but, like, I'm not like those frogs. I'm not like all the other frogs.
I'm not like other frogs.
I'm a unique frog, dude.
For whatever reason, can I have the bones of your legs?
I don't even know if I can die, but, like, if I do...
Would you like to find out?
Not really, dude.
Holy shit, have you read this stuff?
Yeah, it's fucking epic.
It's huge. A DC 17 dexterity saving throw or take 96 lightning damage. Jesus fuck. And you can do that once a day.
And the thing is, that's not just to one foe. That's to a line of foes 5 feet wide. So you could presumably line a shitload of foes up and be like, I'ma kill all of these fuckers.
I got an extra arrow.
And a flying wolf.
And a giant flying wolf. Yeah, that's bad. He was already my companion, my wolf. I wanted,
yeah, but he died, but, and then the DM let you have him back. But yeah, I gotta go. So, like, it's good seeing you guys. Hey, Arcus, I hope you get some good use out of that staff.
Cheers, bro.
Oh, cheers, bro. Gnarly.
I, like, go to bro fist him, but it's kind of awkward because he's got weird frog hands.
Oh, he does.
Fingers are, like,
he responds
very long.
He reciprocates with his tongue.
With his tongue? Beautiful.
And then he starts to just fade out of existence. And you are on a beach, and it is evening.
God, I love that guy.
And that's the end of the episode?
Yep. Yep. I was waiting for someone other than me to say it, and you did.
We don't know that it is.
Very cautiously.
Yeah, we were just, like, waiting. I was like, are we setting up camp now? What are we...
You could.
The end of the episode?
Yes. Yeah, like, question mark?
With confidence... That's the end of the episode, everyone! Crikey!
Yay!
Crikey, why have we turned into Australians?
I don't know. That's, like, totally the end of the episode.
I've been listening to Committee Quest, though, and it is really funny hearing Australians playing. I don't know why Australians playing D&D is funny. It just is.
Oh, it is. I'm it, like, definitely is.
Australians doing anything, that involves them pretending to know how to read and write. It's pretty good.
It's more the math, you know?
You hear me, Australia? I'm coming for you. Also, please help save Queenstown and our tourism sector.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Bring all your sweet, sweet mineral dollars over here.
And go listen to Committee Quest, because they're awesome. And
yeah,
I love them.
Shout out to Stuart at Committee Quest. What up, blood?
Yeah. You guys are amazing, and I am completely up to date now, so I can talk to you about everything. Ah, so excited.
Cool. Well, yeah, that's us. I suppose after that, you guys would presumably, as evening falls, just try and find a place to camp or come up with some kind of plan for moving forward.
Who in the boat?
I think Marley would pitch a tent to chill with Hodge on the... Because Hodge needs, like, space to, you know?
Yeah.
He'll probably be pretty glad to be back on ground, so I think that's what Marley would do.
Yeah.
She'd pitch her tent and sleep with Hodge.
From your current position, you would see to the south, maybe an hour or two away, is like a wooded area, like a forest. But right now, you're just open grasslands and a beach.
Yeah, I think just on the edge of the beach, just so her tent doesn't get washed by high tide or something like that. She's just pitched up, making a campfire with some driftwood and stuff.
Sweet.
She wouldn't be bothered if people joined her or if they decided to stay on the boat. That wouldn't bother her too much.
Banfor is just going to pass out. He just lies down. Like that's the be-all and end-all of Banfor going to bed.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Arcus?
Arcus sort of shimmies up to the crow's nest and curl up there, just closer to the clouds and the heavens, just trying to feel a bit more, bit less homesick.
Oh, sweet.
And that's
the end of the episode. We're really bad at doing this.
I think it's funnier when we do it worse.
Oh, yeah. It is much funnier. Cool. Thanks, everybody. It's late, but that was fun.
Bye.
Yay.
Goodbye forever.
Bye, Fades.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
They made it to the wild! A whole new continent to explore! And Porter's back, baby. Porter, that cool-talking surfer bro frog, has got it going on. What will happen when the Squadeth get up in the morning? Will they find this Timatunga, whatever that is? Will Arcus obliterate everything in their path with that overpowered staff? Only time will tell, I guess. A big thanky-panky to our awesome Patreon supporters. They are Alex White Robinson, Person Who Wants to Stay Anonymous, Robert Baldino from Not Quite Heroes Podcast, Irene Cucci, Laura Christine Goodwin, and James Blassis from Wheel of Woe Podcast, IJ Hodgkins, Laura Douglas, Mel Ziegler, Roger Alf Marta, Sam Malcolm from Table Tales, Kydron Faust, Lauren Flake, Kai Diela, Rihanna Kvalsik, Kevin Swift from The Dice Cult, Ben Edwards, Victorian Gavin Porter, Daniel Nichols from The Happy Go Lucky Podcast, and KP! We couldn't make this without you, so thank you very much. As always, don't forget to hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Those are all at Fate of Ison, just to say hey. Be like, hey, I'm going to Twitter and go at Fate of Ison. Hey, Brad and Jules and Oliver, how's it going with the things and the greetings? And how's the world and that conversations foreign to me? Or email fateofison@gmail.com. If you want to be like, I won't do it again, don't worry about it. Or just... You know what? Pop on over to the Necropodicon Network Discord server to chat with us in real time, because that's a fun thing to do, and there's competitions you can enter, and there's fun games to play, and just lots and lots of cool people to talk to and chat about stuff. Video games, movies, podcasts, and... That's not a thing, but it's... I'm not good with the word making. Ironic that I do these. There is a link to that Necropodicon Network Discord server on our website, fateofison.com. Alrighty, see you next time, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Emily.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you like, horror podcasts? Have you listened to Shivers?
No. I mean, yeah.
Oh. Well, if you like movies, you can check out Bad Rad Movies or Itty Film. Itty...
Itty Film Review?
Precisely.
How do you reel about... Oh, sorry.
Ah, yes. Movies do have reels.
There's other shows. Hey, Erica.
Yes?
How do you feel about role-playing games?
I love them.
Have you listened to role-playing guys?
You like gunpowder, trees, and no plot?
There's no trees.
No trees or plot.
Because they're on the high seas?
Ah!
They don't got trees? Find all these great shows on the Necropodicon Network, and now Harley's gonna take it away. Take it away, Harley!
Necropodicon. Hard to pronounce? Easy to listen.
I'm not gonna actually smack
me. Smack me. Oh, that's good.